This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The ongoing crisis in Flint, Michigan, drew national attention to the issue of unsafe water systems. The Trump administration has so far offered few specifics on what it might do to fix that. But Flint is just one example. Scott Cohn of CNBC reports for us on the California community that's been dealing with bad water for years now.
Cattleman City, California looks like just another random spot on an interstate highway. But just past the gas stations and fast food joints is a town of 1,500 people, including Maricela Marzalatore, who's lived here 40 years.
And our claim to fame is that we have very, very poor water quality.
Some of that's the result of oil drilling, and some of the contaminants are natural to the region's groundwater. In 2008, government tests found excessive levels of arsenic in the drinking water. 5 years later, the state began supplying every home with bottled water. The crisis in Flint struck a chord here.
I think people said, wow, you know, that's bad for them. That's something that we've been going through, too.
They're going through it in a lot of places. The Obama administration estimated the nation's water systems need $655 billion in improvements. The Trump administration hasn't said whether it accepts that number, but it has signaled a shift toward public-private partnerships to fund a variety of big projects. Matt Klein has experience with that. He negotiates water projects at the Los Angeles law firm O'Melveny & Myers.
If you're a private investor looking for steady returns over a long period of time, betting on, say, ratepayers in a big municipality or in a group of smaller municipalities or in a county, that's a pretty steady stream of income.
Cattleman City is supposed to finally get a new treatment plant as early as next year to draw water from the nearby California aqueduct instead of the ground. The plan is to use state and federal funds, but some wonder if the federal piece will come through in the new administration.
I'm worrying that it's going to be placed on the back burner again.
Officials say they plan to break ground on the new plant this spring. Residents say they've heard it before. They just hope someday to do what most of us take for granted, drink water from the tap. In Cattleman City, California, I'm Scott Cohn for Marketplace.